This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. WNBA players have been vocal in expressing concerns over gun violence and the shooting deaths of black men by the police. In July, the Liberty were one of the first teams to wear black t-shirts instead of league-mandated warm-up shirts. Players from Liberty, the Fever, and the Mercury were fined for their actions, but the league eventually rescinded those penalties as players throughout the women's NBA expressed disapproval. Evidence has accumulated that when during pregnancy, acetaminophen may increase the risk that children will develop asthma or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Elevated risk in most studies is small, and whether the drug itself is really to blame is debatable, but considering that more than 65% of pregnant women in the U.S. use acetaminophen at some point during their pregnancy, the number of children with these problems could be substantial. Large farmers, who are responsible for 80% of the food sales in the U.S., make up fewer than 8% of all farms, according to 2012 data from the Department of Agriculture. NASA scientists say 2016 is on track to be the warmest year in modern history, with 2015 and 14 as the second and third warmest. For the Arctic Ocean, the current year will tie with 2007 as having the second smallest ice expanse measured since satellite monitoring began in 1979. The smallest was in 2012. American healthcare system is ill-prepared in its attitudes, equipment, and common practices to treat the rising population of obese patients. To be in the top 1% of incomes nationally, families need to take in a minimum of $389,436 per year. Average income of 1%ers is $1,153,293. Richest county in the country now is Teton County, Wyoming, where Jackson Hole is located. When he was mayor of Davao City, President Rodrigo Duterte oversaw the killing of about 1,000 people, some of whom he fed to crocodiles, hanged, or were thrown into the sea, according to testimony in the Philippines court. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.